Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart, the Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And he has so many wonderful things to say to his people. He loves us. His love is vast. His love don't change. His love is serious. The love of God carries the life of God. The love of God carries the life of God. Faith, our faith, is based on the love of God. Faith only works by love. It won't work in a heart of unforgiveness. It won't work in a heart of bitterness. I heard Kenneth Copeland say it yesterday. And it won't. I love the Lord our God. We need him. We need to know him. And we need to understand his love. His love considers all things. And he relays life to us because he loves us. We receive the life of God because we desire that kind of love towards us. And that love suggests that we should share it with others. We receive, we share. We receive, we share. And we take part in the kingdom of God. The way that we contribute to the kingdom of God is our works. A lot of people are trying to get out of work. They're trying to get out of avoid the. They want people to desire to be rich so they won't have to work. But it's not our receiving, it's our works that gives us a chance to contribute. But we receive the love of God and we relay the love of God. That's a grace. The love of God enhances us and it helps us to enhance others. If they're doing well, it helps us to help them do better. People are corrected, they can do better. When they love God, they can do even better. And all the creativeness of God, the things that God put inside of us. See, we're designed to live forever. There are attributes that will awaken over time. So when a person go to heaven, hear me good. When we go to heaven over time, we're going to be able to do things we never thought were possible. When people go to hell, all those creative things are suppressed. Hell is a place that judges sin. And if you're trapped in that pit, it will take your attention. You can't grow. Hell is the perfect place to put sin because sin is counteractive. If God didn't make hell, remember, people are made in God's image. If the heart gets hard enough, there's nothing people can't do. When the people were one building a tower to heaven, the Lord said that the people are one. They're one. Nothing will refrain them from what they could plan to do. They could have done it. If the tower would have fell down flat, they would have made another one stronger. Whatever man can imagine to do, he can pull it off. If he wants to bad enough. This is why God had to do something with sin. So when people attach themselves to sin and won't let go, God has to judge the people with it. You know, man proved that he couldn't be on earth 1,000 years. Jesus, the Lord said, the day you eat of that tree, you should surely die. Adam died that day, but he didn't make a day. He didn't make 1,000-year day. Now, he lived a lot of human days, but not 1,000. No man ever lived 1,000 years in this body except Jesus Christ. God had to take two people off the earth. But their body would have died. We can't. Adam didn't make a day, and his descendants can't either. Sin is working in our members. But when we believe on Jesus Christ, our heart is made new and perfect. From there, we can fill our heart with the Word of God and renew our mind and brighten our body. And our whole being can be full of light as we watch Him. That's the secret. We have to look at the Lord. We have to consider what He's doing. We have to seek Him out. We have to go forward in the wonderful things of God. And then we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And we can do everything that He will give us to do. We are not limited people. We're limited in our mind, suggested by our surroundings. I'll put it this way. If somebody starts walking on water, others will walk on water. I go to a church that believes in healing. And I've never seen a people that receives healing so easily. Compared to the other churches I went to, it's like I see people get healed all the time. And sometimes some things people struggle to get healed in. And I understand it. I know when you're learning, when you're first starting, and if you're in an environment that don't believe in healing, or they may believe it exists, but they don't partake in it, it's harder. And I said, Lord, people do struggle to get healed. He said, it's as easy as picking fruit. Well, I can honestly say that the church I go to, when people need healing, it's as easy as picking fruit. They walk up there, pastor lay hands on them. Now, His healing gift works with the word of knowledge. The Lord will give him a word of knowledge for different ailments. And when he pray for people, their ailments, they get healed. And some people, they get healed by faith. After church, some people may go up for healing. They just ask for it, and they receive it. My daughter had Crohn's disease, and she's completely healed of Crohn's disease now. I hadn't bought medicine for years for Crohn's. She didn't need it. And even when she had the a section of her colon cut out, she healed rapidly. Now, we have to follow God. We can receive our healing. And the reason Jesus gave it to us because we need it to finish our course. But the point being is that people in a surrounding of faith, they have greater expectation and they'll do it. If somebody walk on water, other people will start walking on water. It'll break the barrier of doubt. And I don't even think I can walk on water. I won't even try. But if somebody walk on water, Peter saw Jesus walk on water. He said, Lord, if it be you, bid me to come. And Jesus said, come. And he got out of the boat and stepped on the water and walked to Jesus. And then the winds blew and he looked at the waves and began to sink. Which suggests it's the perfect example. If you look at Jesus, things you can't normally do, you can do. Why focus on what you can't do instead of focusing on what you can do through Christ? We can do all things through Christ. From walking on water to raising the dead. Now understand, things that it takes God to accomplish, it has to be wisdom. It has to be wisdom. God's not going to be a part of foolishness. And our capabilities are off the charts, but first things first. God needs people to look at Him. And we need to have faith in Him and live the life of God, so people can see his character in us. And we need to know him, and we need to have understanding enough to go forward in life, not backwards. We need to be representatives. And we don't need to do anything for vainglory. Whatever we do, it needs to be promoted. A life that God can bless. People's lives are on this state. People are dying. Our people are dying and headed to hell because they never believed on Jesus Christ. And the way we need to change that is follow God. We can see, Paul said, I can do all things through Christ, which means we can live the life of God through Christ. We can overcome every challenge through Christ. We can win souls through Christ. We can help people sustain and survive this life through Christ. We can help people even thrive in life through Christ. And as we do, we go forward and they live. We can do everything necessary to help people in this life. Now, they got to choose it. They got to choose the right way and go forward. If they do, they live. And if they don't, they'll die. They'll lose everything. And that's not necessary. People need to follow him. If people don't follow God, they're going to lose what they've gained. But if they do follow God, they're going to be enhanced. They're going to be blessed in their ways. The Lord's going to help them make correction. Jesus once said, search the scriptures. You think you have eternal life. And you have to, if you wonder whether you have eternal life, you got to go by the word. Are you doing what the word said to do? Did you believe on Jesus Christ and obey his word? If somebody believed on Jesus Christ, the Lord saved them, they have the peace of God, and they get angry with somebody and won't forgive them, are they saved? Are they rescued? They're going to need to forgive so that God can forgive them. See, if you don't forgive others of their sins, then God's not going to forgive you of your sins. Because you, that's worse than what Adam did. Adam ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and the Lord told him if the day he knew he was sure to die, which he did. So, if you believe on Jesus Christ, and you go right back to the ways of sin, you walked out of salvation. If you can gain it, you can lose it. People say, well, you can't lose your salvation. And they're sinning without repentance. If you can sin and the Holy Spirit don't convict you, that means you don't feel the Lord anymore. And he can't convict you anymore. And you won't follow him because you're not. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. A stranger, they will not follow. But people that excuse themselves of sin, believing that they're saved because one day they prayed for salvation. And I believe God gave it to them, but they walked out. And a lot of people that I love will not believe me on this. But let me say this. When the glory of God comes, hear me good. When the glory of God comes, you're going to know what's right and what's wrong. You're going to know why you got left. You're going to know why you're not on God's side. You're going to know why you're out of the kingdom of God all at once. See, Isaiah chapter 2, I think it's chapter 2. When the Lord returns, they're going to cast their idols to the bats. When the Lord appears in heaven, coming down to earth, when his glory is all over the earth, there won't be a second chance. You're either in or out. You got caught in the kingdom of God or out of it. And people who wear the mark, who see the mark of the beast, they can't even cast that mark to the bat. See, bats hide in caves and dens and places where there's no light. They're gonna try to hide their sin, and they can't. All the Korans and the Buddhist books and the witchcraft books, they're gonna try to disassociate with that stuff. All their idols and figurines, they're gonna cast it away in terror and run from Jesus. And the false prophet and the beast are gonna be put in hell alive. So now, listen, we have to follow God. We have to obey Him. Because whatever the Lord told us, He told us out of love. Whatever He told us out of love will work. The Word of God is the knowledge of love. Either we line up or we don't. If you do something you know is wrong, repent. Stay right with God. Like Pastor said, stay current. Sometimes I present myself before the Lord. And I ask the Lord, Lord, how am I doing? What can I do better? How can I do things in a better way? What can I say? What areas do I need to change? And I try to make sure I'm not in any form of sin. I evaluate things like that. And I go to the Lord from time to time. And I stay after Him about it until He tell me what I need to know. Recently, I knew that there was something He wanted to get over to me. And I said, Lord, what is it? I said, tell me, what is it? And He told me something about my ministry. He said, you minister to people on a certain level. Let's say a college professor, he's teaching people on an undergraduate level. And now it's time, they got what they need, and it's time for them to be deployed. And the Lord said, you've taught my people, and now I'm gonna start deploying them. This is the Sunday school. So I'm going to start deploying them into ministry, giving them assignments, basically. And so now the teaching has to elevate. I can't stay where I was. It has to increase because they can receive more knowledge and stronger knowledge and greater knowledge. So I look to the Lord to do this. See, if you do what you're supposed to do, if you follow God, things graduate. It's not going to stay like it was. I didn't know this. I should have, but I didn't. He had to tell me. But I try to stay after Him about things like that because I have to make adjustments. Anytime there's a greater anointing or a graduation, you have to move up. You have to change. You have to do greater things. And it helps me to look to the Lord even more because I want to help people understand the Lord. And I can't do it, but in Him I can do all things through Christ. I want to do everything that's in His heart. That's why I confess with my mouth that I would do all that's in God's heart. Everything. I will speak His word. I will say what He wants me to say. I will do what He wants me to do. I confess that the life of God prevails through me. These things help me to stay current, not only out of sin, but in a growing state of being. Because the Lord told me this morning, He said, people go by how people look, but I go by how people are. The Lord He deals with people according to the way they are, while people go by how they seem and how they look. So when the glory appears, everybody's going to be known for what they are. And I know that the Lord is returning soon. And He told me two things that really comforted me. I said, because I knew that a lot of people would be caught off guard. He said he's going to use the word, whatever word people did receive, he's going to stir it up, and he's going to help them make decisions so that to help them get on board so that they won't be left behind or caught off guard. Then those who are, whatever's in a person's heart, he's going to cause them to voice it so people will see more of what he sees. See, the way people are inside is different. The men of, in Judges, he gave me Judges chapter 12 last night when the Ephraimites wanted to fight Jephthah. Now, they wouldn't go with him to battle, but because he provoked their pride, they wanted to kill him. And he had to fight and destroy those men. They wouldn't fight for what's right, but they fought for their pride's sake. And many people are, if you follow God and you preach exactly what he give you, you'll be surprised at the reactions you get, not only from the world, but from godly people, from Christian people. Sometimes there's a pushback. Sometimes people are provoked. And I've seen things I didn't understand. And I had to go on. That's why I seek the Lord on things I don't understand. And he'll tell you. And it's important to know. People don't have to be caught off guard, and many will be. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.